BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police, along with officials from the Departments of Labour and Home Affairs, have raided two businesses in Umbilo in Durban. They were tipped off about undocumented foreign nationals being employed there. Today's operation targeted a wholesale shop and a biscuit bakery. Premier Tamin Dooley joined law enforcement on site and conducted a walkabout at both facilities. Upon arrival, authorities found South African employees already separated from those suspected to be undocumented immigrants.
Told by the police that the owner ran away. It means he knows that he's doing something which is not right. Number 29 undocumented that were found, but it appears as if the owner knew, because the police are of the view that a number of them were made to run before we came here with the police.
The Premier also voiced his disappointment after inspecting the bakery, highlighting poor working conditions and the apparent disregard for labour laws.
The cleanliness, the hygiene, you just imagine when you see the flour and the curds being together, the cakes made with animals together. So the problem is huge. And I know that the Department of Labour is also checking on the basic conditions of a service, the minimum wage, so that also that will be attended to.
Officials are expected to take further action following the investigation. A newborn has been rescued from a pit toilet on the north coast. It's believed the baby boy was born hours before the discovery in Sundumbili. IPSS Medical Rescue's Samantha Mayrick says a local woman heard the infant's cries this morning and got other residents to help pull the boy out.
IPSS Medical Rescue paramedics have assessed the baby boy, who is in relatively good health. He has been transported to Sundumbili Clinic for further care.
The trial of alleged July unrest instigator Bonginkosi Kanyile has been postponed to October. Kanyile is charged with incitement to commit public violence. The accusations relate to the deadly July 2021 riots in KZN and Gauteng, which left over 350 people dead. Kanyile's bail was recently reinstated after he missed a court appearance due to illness and weather delays. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkisoon-Kara.
The trial in this matter began on 7 July 2025 in the Durban Regional Court. Thus far, the state has led the evidence of five witnesses. The case has been postponed to the period of 29 September to 3 October and then 13 October to 17 October. This is for further evidence in the state's case.
The top story, KZN police, along with officials from the Departments of Labour and Home Affairs, have raided two businesses in Umbilo. They were tipped off about undocumented foreign nationals being employed at the facilities. Go to ecr.co.za for more news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Mzwandile Stick excited that the Boks are back in the Eastern Cape this weekend. Banyana Banyana can book their spot in the WAFCON quarterfinals with a win over Tanzania tonight. And Novak Djokovic not lacking any motivation ahead of his Wimbledon semi-final against world number one Jannik Sinner.